Blog Talk Radio.
Here we go. Laid it out, 9 o'clock. Friday, it's Friday. Some of you guys probably, or most of you guys, probably drunk right about now. Hopefully not. But anyway, you know, TGIF, you know what they all say. We can have a good show tonight. I don't know if I'm streaming right now. Like I always said that, I don't know if I'm streaming. But I think I am. Let me double check that real quick. Yep. Yes, I am back online. Again, this is Fernando on the Fernando Poniente Show on Blog Talk Radio. If you guys want to join me, 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call. If you want to chat with me, you're going to have to go, go to blogtalkradio.com and then the Fernando Poniente Show. So blogtalkradio.com/the Fernando Poniente Show and click on the chat and it says chat with me. I will be there. We're going to be covering some stuff tonight on the spotlight. But first of all, we're going to do some on this day, like we always do in my show. On this day, today is February 19th, 2010. That's correct. We're going to be covering some stuff tonight, putting on a spotlight. We're not going to put things on a spotlight, but you know, just wondering if you guys want to know about things, about the business, things, business, products, and also host. So tonight's the night. I want to talk about Conquer Entertainment. That is, they have what they call on-label, which is if you are an artist that you don't want to you don't have a label yet, or just maybe it's too much for it, too much money, too much hassle, you don't know what to do, Conquer Entertainment will help you, okay? And that's what it is. We'll talk more about that in a little bit here. Product Spotlight, speaking of Olympics, everyone's talking about Olympics, you know, Shaun White and all of them, and who else? I don't know. Olympic approved isotonic champion blend. We're going to be talking about that and what that can do for you. Yeah? And also, host spotlight, we're going to talk about Winston Pitts of the Talk Time Radio. Winston Pitts is actually a regular here at Fernando Poniente's show. We're going to be talking about that. And we'll, we'll read off some of his bio. And we'll introduce him to you, to my listeners, whoever's listening. We're going to touch a little bit of Tiger Woods, his speech and all that. So we want to get some of your thoughts, or my thoughts, at least, on that. Anytime, there we go. We'll go straight to on this day. Ready? I'm ready. This, like I said, it's February 19, 1945. No, not today. It's 2010 right now. But on February 19, 1945, during World War II, some 30,000 United States Marines landed on the Western Pacific island of Iwo Jima. You know, that's when they actually encountered ferocious resistance from Japanese forces. Ferocious. And the Americans took control of their strategically important island. The important island after a month long battle. That happened in 1945. Write this stuff down. This is meat. And 1473, that is way before that, 1473, the astronomer Copernicus was born in Toruń, Poland. Astronomer. Thomas Edison, 1878, on this day, received a patent for his phonograph. That was in 1878. Wow. And also on this date, 1881, Kansas became the first state to prohibit all alcoholic beverages. That's Kansas. Not Kansas anymore. On 1986, the U.S. Senate approved a treaty outlawing genocide. 37 years after the pact has been first submitted for ratification. That's in 1986 on this date. Fast forward, of course, we're going to go to 2005, the USS Jimmy Carter, the last of the Seawolf class of attack submarines, was commissioned at Groton, Connecticut. 2007, New Jersey became the third state to offer civil unions to gay couples. In 2007, on this date. And this is just not too long ago, 2008, Fidel Castro actually resigned the Cuban presidency after nearly a half century in power. And his brother Raul was later named to succeed him to this date. That was 2 years ago, yeah, you can say. And 2008, on this date, Toshiba, creator of the high-definition DVD, conceded to Sony's rival Blu-ray format. That was in 2008. Imagine one of those Blu-ray men. They are awesome. Awesome! That's what I say, too. And birthdays! To all the fun birthdays out there. I don't have a birthday song. I don't have any birthday jingle for you, so I don't have any birthday things for you. But anyways, if you guys are listening and having a birthday, happy birthday, okay? Pat yourself in the back. Smokey Robinson is actually having a birthday, turns 70 today. We all know Smokey Robinson. Come on, the R&B singer, songwriter. You know, Smokey. Jeff Daniels, actor, is actually turned 55. Tennis Hall of Famer, Hannah Menlikova, she turns 48. And also Seal, he's married to Heidi Klum, I believe, yeah. See, he turns 47 today. 43, Benicio del Toro is an actor. He was I forgot the title of that movie that Benicio del Toro is in. It's about the werewolf or something like that. But anyway, and also Hayley Duff. Hayley Duff? Isn't that Hayley Duff? No, I don't know. Maybe they're sisters. Hayley Duff. Hayley Duff's sister. 25. Turns 25 today. Now, my friends, are the on this day and also the birthdays of today. If you are having a birthday, if you want to do almost choked on that tea. if you're having a birthday today, if you're having a birthday, and if you want to do a shout out, you know, feel free to do it because I'm right here. Or sometimes in the future, maybe, when not. 224, are you on the line? What's up?
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's a Friday spotlight tonight, having a tea, talking, just blabbering about something. How are you doing?
I know you have a show on somebody's birthday that I know.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. You want to go in and if you have a do your birthday thing, Don. If you want to do that, whose birthday is it today? Tonight.
My mom's today, birthday.
Whatever. Mom's birthday. Oh, okay. Yeah, go ahead and wish them happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mom. Hello. Happy birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. I wish I have a... Maybe you can sing him happy birthday. No, nope, second thought, no, don't sing. Also, we're going to do news, actual weird news and odd news we're going to be doing today. And also, we are going to play some song from Into Arcadia called Distance. We're going to be playing that in a little bit. And again, if you want to call it 347-884-8125, and also you want to go to chat room, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/Fernando, the Fernando Poniente. And that is me, my friend. So what is, you tell me more about your, what are you doing lately, Dawn, whatever?
What am I doing?
Yeah, what are you doing lately?
Right now, I'm laying down with our...
what?
What
are you doing
right now with the little... What am I doing right now?
No, 3 weeks ago. No, go ahead. What do you got? You got anything something in your mind?
I'm laying down right now. I was going to go to my mom's house, but it didn't work out. It's not Lord, so maybe another day, though. And so, that's what's going on. I have business training tomorrow. And, I was just thinking, too, that I'm planning to co-host the show on Monday night for about half an hour. And I wanted to find out, do you still have that song, like, that goes, going down to the river to pray? Like that one, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I like that song. So if you can, like, upload that, I want to play, we'll do that. I like that song. So I just want to, like, bring that up while you're on the air. So maybe if you have that song, you can play it, or then it will be ready for when I co-host the show on Monday.
We'll do that. We'll do a little spotlight. We're going to put a spotlight of Conquer Entertainment. If you guys want to do that, you can go to Shop In Superhighway, and the little link there called My World. You click on that, and you can go through Conquer Entertainment through there. But anyway, Conquer Entertainment is actually here's. I want to read the Conquer Entertainment's missions. It says, saying that Conquer Entertainment's mission centers on revolutionizing the way music and all forms of entertainment are marketed, produced, and ultimately brought to the end consumer as it redefines the nature of the entertainment industry. Staying with Market America's mission, Conquer Entertainment is committed to bringing quality music and entertainment to the end consumers through their revolutionary, what they call, quote-unquote, unlabeled system, a system that an average small label or an artist or other entertainment group can actually and realistically implement to be able to produce, brand, market, and distribute their product without the help of major label of a large budget of their own. So, Conquer Entertainment will be the revolutionary to overthrow the current standard of monopolize success in the entertainment industry, making way to the mediums, one-on-one marketing, and internet marketing future. And the height of the independent artist in the mainstream media, helping revive entertainment to the way it should be. What Conquer Entertainment will offer to the persons who chooses to start what they call unlabeled will be the control and independence of owning their own label. So unlabeled owners will have the systemized standard approach to owning and running a label, complete with a proven system and necessary tools for doing so. So if you're an artist out there, a band, or major label, if you want to get a label, you can join Conquer Entertainment to make history. That is right. Mentioned featured artist for the thing is called Shira Girl. You can find her on. You can type it on YouTube. She should be there. Yeah, Shira Girl, and also Troy and JB. Those are the featured artist for the Conqueror Entertainment. And more to come, of course, more to come for that one. So you can go to shopandsuperhighway.com, and you should be able to see it there. Any comments on that? So what do you think, Don? And, you know, if you want to get your own label, what do you need to do?
Visit shopandsuperhighway.com and click on Conqueror Entertainment and go ahead and purchase. I believe it's $39.95 to purchase that. Otherwise, I would probably want to become a distributor of Mark in America, independent distributor of Mark America, so that I can also make more money. So rather than just selling my albums, but actually have a like an organization to kind of like business development center to grow, to have a backup plan. So that way there, you know, because singing is good and everything, you know, and it's good to have like music artists, but, you know, sometimes you might want to retire or something and you want a backup plan. You want some money coming in still. You want something to do.
That's right.
Like have a business.
That's right. That is correct. We're going to jump in real quick and want to pick up the weird news from that. There's a lot of going on that's happening over there in Britain, London. Actually they started releasing sacred papers on UFO sightings. Started releasing that. Yeah, it says that the minister in charge of domestic law enforcement and passports in Britain is used to close the scrutiny, but the government figured it was worth an extra look when six witnesses swore in. They swore that they saw a UFO hovering over his house. Okay, that was one more of a 1,600 so-called unexplained aerial sightings reported in the UK from 1994 to 2000 and described in more than 6,000 pages of formal secret papers released today, just today. Yeah, they released it, but British Ministry of Defense. The 1997 back then incident was... took that seriously, that the Royal Air Force actually began an immediate investigation on what witnesses, including two firefighters, reported as a large triangular humming over it's a humming object in, over a house owned by then Secretary Michael Howard back then. So as they said, object was described as being much bigger than a plane, with lights around the outside and disc on the back, fitting a classic description of a UFO reported around the world. So as the quote, it was so peculiar. One witness told a local paper, actually, it felt really odd, he said, that I heard this humming noise after a few seconds it shut off, having a flash of light, and then returned, flashing off again three or four times, she added, before disappearing altogether. And then she went home and smoked his bowl. No, just kidding.
His what?
His bowl. That was a joke. But anyway, so a lot of things going on in England, and UFO really happening over there. I mean, it's all over the world, you know. I mean, it's not just in England. I mean, it's United States, you know, Area 51, whatever you want to call it, Roswell. The bottom line is, actually, what do you believe? What do you believe, Don? I mean, is this really happening? Is it really UFO? We've been talking about that. I mean, there is UFO, because what does UFO stand for? It's unidentified flying object, right?
Right. Yeah.
So UFO, there is UFO, but are there any life beings, you know, besides or... other than human beings or other than earthlings, you know, answer is actually no. There is none. Right? If I'm not mistaken,
right.
There is none. Right. Because what is the Bible teaches you, Don, with about things like that?
Well, we don't really need to worry about if there's something out there, because God puts limits, and He says you could go this far and no further. So I believe that if there was, mm-hmm. God would also be setting limits for those people or things so that they can't come to Earth. So that's what I believe. Mm-hmm. That's what the Bible says. Don't worry about what's, you know, what's out there.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you know, I want to take that back, because I said back then that I mean, so the thing is, what if, let's say, yeah, there's another, like, you know, another form of being that just suddenly appeared, and they appear to be from outer space, and would that, you know, discredit God? I mean, would that really, you know, put the nail in the coffin, saying there's no God, and, you know, religions, you know, just questions about everything, and look, there's another life being or life form and from outer space? I would say no. I mean, that doesn't really, you know, tell you that there is no God, you know, the God, you know,
right.
God of Jacob, the heaven and earth. Unless,
that's right.
Unless this alien, you know, would have that kind of power that would, well, in the same token, no, I don't think so. Let's say, well, what I'm trying to get at is, like, you know, what if this alien being has a, you know, able to, like, you know, split oceans and move mountains and stuff like that? What if, you know? Believe in God then?
God is still God. You know,
God is still God.
God gave Moses the power to split the Red Sea, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So God is still God regardless of what's out there, because He created everything. That means He would have created that too.
Mm. Amen to that. Amen to that. So, from that, I mean, we both agree on that. And also, we're going to be talking about, oh, look at that, check this out. The Italian TV chef was actually suspended for his love of cats. You ever heard about this? Oh, man, this happened again in London, England. Look at this, the Italian region of, well, this is not a, well, it was reported in England, but in London, England, but I think it's, what do you call it? This guy's in the, you know, in Italian, in Tuscany. I don't know how you say that. Okay. You know, we all know this. The report says the Italian region of Tuscany is famous for gastronomic delights, like what they call bistecca alla frionta. Is a 3-inch thick steak marinated in olive and garlic, and ribollita, a hearty broth of broccoli, berlotti beans, and cabbage. But earlier this week, the actually hugely popular host of an Italian cookery show was suspended from state television for lauding one of the Tuscany's lesser known treats. They call gatto in umido. There you go. Here's the word, gatto. You know, for those of you that don't know, or for non-Italian speakers, that means, it says, cat's stew. So Giuseppe Beppe Bigazzi actually shocked the nation when he unexpectedly began praising the pleasure of feline flesh on his late morning program called La Prova del Cucco. Here's the word for it. The proof of the cook. That's what it means. The actual dude is a 77-year-old TV chef, just like Emerald. You know how Emerald? Bam! You know, take that. Bam, Emerald. Huh? How would you like that cat? Bam, Emerald. Take that. But anyway. So the 77-year-old TV chef, actually, he revealed his kitty cravings after noting some Tuscans had boiled up stray cats in the poverty-stricken years following the World War II. I mean, come on. If you got to eat, you got to eat. This is back in the, yeah. I mean, I think all the, not all of them, but like most of the third world country, I think, would have had cat. I mean, the Philippines, you know, China, whatever, England, Wisconsin. I mean, come on. And he could have stopped there, he said. Instead, Benghazi went on to say that the casserole wasn't simply a last-ditch attempt to fend off starvation in desperate times, but was one of the great dishes of the Val d'Arno, or Tuscany Arno Valley. The secret to cooking up the fine tabby stew, he said, he revealed it was leaving the cat's corpse in a fast-running stream for 3 days. What comes out is a delicacy, he says. Many times I've eaten, it's white meat. Realizing he just, you know, realized that his comments were in the paw taste, co-host Lisa Yuzar, the 27-year-old, you know, happened to be had a cat named Othello. She actually desperately attempted to change the subject. But the old dude, Benghazi, couldn't be stopped. He just went on, and all confessed that the cat in the thick sauce was better than chicken, rabbit, or pigeon. Finger-licking. So the dude was already, and the show's producer attempted to persuade the chef, actually, that is an author of best-selling cookbooks like The Simple Cuisine of the Flavors of Italy. And to apologize during the break. But the dude refused and declared on the air that he expected racist environmentalists would be outraged by his comments. What's your thought on that, Don?
I'm sorry, I didn't get the whole...
All right, so you haven't been listening. Let's give you
No, I've been listening. I think my phone's echoing.
All right, so the dude is, and he hosts a TV show, and all of a sudden he's 77 years old, so he's been around the block, you know, he's been thinking about, or talking about, like, you know, back in World War II, yeah, like, he made up, like, stew, cat stew, and it's better than chicken, and this is how you cook them, yada, 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 and, yeah, and this is what I, you know, I prefer, I would rather eat that, I would rather eat cat stew, then, blah, blah, blah. You know, and the producers and all that wanted him to apologize, they wanted to go back on air. He refused it, and he says, "You just, I guess, are being racist." And I can guarantee you, some of the environmentalists and cat lovers and animal lovers will be calling me, yada yada yada. What do you think about that? What do you think about the whole situation? Any comments? Your thoughts?
Well, in different parts of the world, people eat different things, like one country, they, you know, they hold like monkeys as, I mean, cows as sacred, you know, and versus
mm-hmm.
we eat cows, you know, they don't eat cows mm-hmm. because that's like, you know, they believe that if they eat cows,
so
that
okay.
it'll be really, really bad.
So
it's like
it's
Vietnam.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Vietnam,
you know,
have,
like in
yeah,
Vietnam,
Vietnam
they eat cats.
Well, that was the easy access for them. You know,
uh-huh.
domesticated cat. You can raise them. I mean, they get. You know, if you own cat, I mean, it can. You know, I mean, litter of 9 and 10. I mean, you can raise them around your house. And when you're, you know, when you're ready to eat them, you just call them up.
Yeah.
I'm not saying
yeah,
I'm doing
it
that, but you know, I've never
to.
Had.
I mean, if you
had them. I've never
if
had
you,
cat.
If you're hungry, you know, if you're hungry, I mean, like. And you have an animal, and you're going to starve or eat that animal. You're probably going to eat the animal because it's just an animal. God
yeah.
gave you dominion over all the animals. So, you know.
And the station, actually, after that, you know, after they aired the show, you know, the station is actually getting a lot of phone calls and complaints.
Yeah.
You know, they were demanding to suspend the chef, you know, the guy, Benghazi, Pepe Benghazi, is that his name? Yeah. Degazi, okay. So Izoardi is the co-host, which is Lisa Izoardi, who has a cat named Othello. So she probably got offended. So anyway, you know, they want him to get suspended indefinitely, and they said it wasn't punishment enough for some pet lovers. So there's Lady Carla Rocchi, a president of National Animal Protection Board, that she announced that actually asked her lawyers to take action against this Degazi guy, for inciting cruelty to animals. There's no limit to the idiocies people are willing to go for attention, she said. He's a 77-year-old dude. I mean, you see him, you know, he's kind of old and he's like I said, he's been around the block. So he's probably just, you know, he's telling the truth. If you're 77 years old and you lived in World War II, I mean, I would guarantee you have had some cat meat or any, you know, type of meat. So, you know, I'm not saying you go ahead and cook up your stew, but Dawn's making a good point on now, and it says, yes, some of the animals are sacred to other races or nations or, you know, people or places like cows in India or monkeys and elephants in Thailand. You know, I mean, maybe if you go here, they're like delicacies, you know what I mean? Frog legs, you know, frog legs are delicacies. Escargots are delicacies. Maybe it's sacred to some other state, you know, nations or lands or anything like that. But at the same time, if you're hungry, where are you going to get meat and buffalo meat and tender meat, you know, if you're starving and here's your cat? Come on. Don't pick. But in the same time, not in America. It was like, you know, they should be punished if they do that. You know, like in Italy, it's not like they're starving in Italy. You know what I mean? There's meat. Yeah. There's like a lot of stuff. There's like flowing pasta and wine. You know, and rigatoni in Italy. Why would you eat cat, man? This guy is. I mean, this guy's dessert. Giuseppe di Pepe Degazi. So his name is right there. Well, I would say probably a lot of people that does not like him. He said a cat that better than chicken, rabbit or pigeon. What do you think? What do you think the cat meat is on? I don't know if you haven't. I know that you haven't had meat or cat meat, but what do you think the cat meats taste like? I think it would taste be flaky. I would, you know, for tell the truth. You know, but
yeah, I think so too.
It's making me hungry a long time. Anyway, we're going to go on a break and a little bit here. Also, we're going to be playing, this is Into Arcadia, called Distance. Into Arcadia was on the Fernando Poniente show a couple months ago. They're actually from Milwaukee. That is right. Into Arcadia, this is The Distance. We're coming right back here in Fernando Poniente show. If you want to call in after the show, after the song, 347-884-8125. We've got so much to talk about. You know, we're going to be talking about some of your some of our thoughts about Tiger Woods' speech. So, we'll be right back and enjoy this music Into Arcadia.
Time is no best friend of mine. She took her hands, tick-tock, tick-tock. They say, come.
Hey, yo, this is Rob. You're listening to my boy Fernando's show. Hell of a show. Y'all should be paying attention. Peace out.
Hi, this is Kim from ChickDad.com, and you're listening to the Fernando Poniatti Show.
Talk Time Radio with Winston Pitts, Tuesday and Thursday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Call in live at 347-826-9009. The young conservative of Blog Talk Radio. Make your voice heard.
It's back again. This is Fernando and Fernando Boniente's show. It is about 40 minutes past the hour. So, what do you know? What do you know? What do you know? We're going to be talking about the Olympic approved isotonic champion blend. I think Don's going to help me out on that one. What is. Be able to pick her up. Don, you're there. So, we're going to be talking about Champion Blend today. This is a Spotlight Product Spotlight brought to you by Shop in Superhighway.com for all your shopping need. Shop in Superhighway.com where you can earn cash or cash back while you shop. Ooh, what is up with that? Go ahead and shop. And here's the isotonic champion blend. First of all, it is isotonic. What it makes it unique because athletes, what they call, they have little time to wait for their bodies to recover from training and hard training and competition. I can relate to that. That's right. I'm an athlete myself. That's right. I run from couch to the fridge. That's what I do. According to the Journal of the American Dietetic Association, micronutrients play an important role in energy production. There's a hemoglobin synthesis, maintenance of bone health, and adequate immune functions, and the protection of body tissues from oxidative damage. They are also required to help build and repair muscle tissues following exercise. So, theoretically, exercise may increase or alter the need for vitamins and minerals and numbers of weights. Exercise stresses many of the metabolic pathways in which these micronutrients are required. Thus, exercise training may result in muscle biochemical adaptation that increase micronutrients needs. So the more you exercise, muscles, your body, your whole system feeds on these micronutrients and stuff like that. So exercise may also increase the turnover of these micronutrients, thus increasing loss of micronutrients from your body. That's right. They feed more, they eat more, so you're going to need more micronutrients. Make sense? And then finally, higher intake of micronutrients may be required to cover increased needs for the repair and maintenance of the lean tissue mass in athletes. So, athletes from around the world, you know, to be a recreational joggers, consistently strive, they consistently strive to do their best. You know, recreational joggers, so marathon runners or something like that. So an athlete is never satisfied until the next milestone has been attempted, you know, like, what's his name, the bike guy, Armstrong. That's right. He never stopped until he's satisfied. That's right. And also, he's never satisfied until his attempted reach or overcome. When you hear about the advanced techniques, equipment, diets, and metrics used by the world-class athletes, it is easy to assume that today's casual recreational athletes bear little resemblance to their professional counterparts. I can't talk today. However, get this, such thinking is misguided. Modern weekend warriors have access to all sorts of affordable tools, including advanced dietary supplements that help extract the greatest benefits from their workouts. That is right. Look at this. Isotonic Champion Blends, an isotonic capable blend and packed with 97 essential vitamins and minerals with potent antioxidants that help boost performance, sustain endurance, and maintain optimal health. So only one serving of Isotonic Champion Blends provides one serving each of Isotonics, they call the OPC3, the Maximum ORAC formula, the multivitamin, and a multi-mineral. Also, Isotonic Advanced B-Complex and Isotonic Vitamin C. So in one comprehensive custom cocktail, perfect for the needs of an athlete like you and I, like myself. So, Champion Blend, Isotonics, pack of Champion Blends, that is basically, that's our, whatever you want to call it, the product spotlight. What do you think about that, Don? Did I cover that pretty good? All right, let's go into poll real quick. 608-524, you on the line of Fernando Poniente. Who is it? 524-608, can you hear me? No.
Hi.
Yeah, I think I'm on. Hi, what's going on? Who is this?
This is Dean.
Dean, what is new with Dean?
New York, New Jersey.
In the house. Clap your hands. I don't know what happened. Don, you in the house? Oh.
I'm on my speakerphone.
No, she's not. No. Don is not in the house. Okay. Dean, what's going on? What's new with you? Are you putting me on speakerphone?
I'm on the speakerphone.
No, you're not in the speakerphone.
Yeah?
Why?
I have some friends of mine that are listening to you.
Oh, okay. That's great. Say hi to them. Hello, friends. This is Fernando. Welcome to my show tonight. This is night, what do you call it, here in Chicagoland, in the middle of nowhere. It's nice. So, what's in your mind, Bean?
Oh, I just dialed it about a minute ago, so I don't even know what you're talking about now.
Okay. Well, you know, there's nothing particular. I was just talking about one of our product spotlight and the isotonic, what they call the champion blend for those who exercise, because of the Olympics. This is actually an Olympic-approved isotonic champion blend. It was packed with vitamins and minerals. So if you work out, if you run, if you lift weights, I run too, Dean.
I get enough exercise on my own.
I feel 20 pounds lighter now.
You know that, Dean? I run. I also run. I run from couch to the fridge. That doesn't count? No, it does not. What about you, Don? What's going on?
You're probably on a seafood diet.
I see food and eat food. That's right. Or I'm down to two-plate diet. Don, are you going to participate or what?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, because I tried to pick you up and it seems I'm, going. So what do you say? Did I cover that pretty good on that? Were you not listening?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You covered it pretty good. Got the calcium in there and all that too for strong bones.
Right, that's strong bones. What do you call that? I was going to...
You must have been on the website to find out that info.
Yeah, I was just reading off of that. There's no way I could remember that. I mean, I probably remember that, but, it's bits and pieces of it. But, you got to read it off. So, have you been listening to the Olympics, Dean?
Not too much, no. Interested in the Olympics.
Okay.
But they know that, yep. But
the Olympics. Yeah, Brother Lee was saying something about some girl, who was that, with a peekaboo something? Her name is Peekaboo. Peekaboo something, I don't know. They used to work in a hospital called ICU.
Oh, I don't see you.
Why? But anyway, this lady, this girl, her name is Peekaboo, so she actually she didn't last because every time she answered the phone, she said, ICU, Peekaboo.
Get it?
You didn't know. No, her name is Peekaboo, and then the place where they work is called an ICU hospital. So when she answers the phone, she says ICU Peekaboo. So she got a yeah. I thought it was funny, but it wasn't funny when I tell him. Not tell the joke. So I just ruined that joke, didn't I? Oh my goodness, shame on me. I wonder what a giant turkey would say about this.
Gobble, gobble. Gobble. This is the giant turkey. I heard you were chewing on my little brother for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, the little brother. Oh, man. So,
Dean, you should have spoke up and told the man.
No.
You can say hi.
You can say hi. Yeah, you can say hi. Come on, say hi. Say hi. 50 minutes into the hours, actually, if you are getting married, February, I think, you know, they said it's, they beat the month of June for people or couples getting married, actually. That's what I heard. I don't know.
Oh.
But if you are, yeah. They're actually, they're happening in New York. It's, brides actually went on the stampede, actually battled it out for a $249 gown. Yeah, so countless women actually got engaged, actually engaged in Valentine's Day.
Wow.
And so some women will, they started shopping for the gowns and everything like that, and there was things one in New York City actually. There was like a stampede of brides to be actually, you know, wanting to get the $249 bride or gowns, and you know, which is normally like $1,000 worth or something like that. So, it's just like maybe, you know, like remember Black Friday? Maybe there's like a Black Friday of people are getting married or something. So I don't know. If you're going to get married, then, you know, I mean, the retail price here, though, I found the retail price. Is actually, the brand name is Feline's, actually. Feline's, FL or something like that. I don't know. They sell wedding gowns. Someone would sell, actually suggested, a manufacturer's retail price up to $10,000. And they're now marked out $249 to $499 and $699. That actually apparently is enough to bring out the fight in a minute, but there was actually a fight broke out and everything, so it was crazy. Yeah. It was crazy, and those people was like, God, I need some gown. The running brides of the most outrageous sales in the United States has been tradition. I'm reading this thing. Doesn't make sense. But anyway, I mean, would it be worth it to just, you know, to go in there and grab your gown done? I mean, I know it's like this is a $10,000 gown slash of $249. What's your thought on that, Don? I mean, you didn't get married anyway.
You know, maybe normally you won't spend that kind of money for like a gown like $699, but when it's compared to that's marked out all the way from $10,000 makes more appealing. Yeah, a lot of all the money you're saving. So you gotta check with your budget, see, you know, or maybe you can get a dress cheaper. You know.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
saving thousands of dollars, but would you really be spending that on something else?
They want to go out with the class. That's what they do. I mean, they make a fool of the. Out of themselves, and they just, you know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I didn't wear a wedding gown or anything like that. But hey, what do you think, Dean? I mean, what does the people think? I mean, that's
well. If I wanted to get something appealing, I could just go get a banana, and that would be appealing to me.
That would be, I would have to agree with you on that one. I would have to agree with you on that one. Yeah, that's right. If you want to get appealing, I will just get a banana. Oh, man. But, I mean, these people were just like, they were fighting about, you know, down the aisle. They actually ran out of wedding gowns. And you know, there are a lot of people, a lot of bride-to-be that all, you know, got all upset. And I don't know. They're not, like, really... Oh, anyway, got to pause from that one. I want to talk about Avatar. You guys, you heard about this Avatar, the supposedly the most, or, you know, that's making blockbusters, making more money ever than, you know, any other movies out there. And also, because it costed them a lot of money to make this movie. But anyway, the producer or director or, the director of Avatar, he was in a View, last Wednesday morning. He was talking about the Avatar. He was quite frank about the premise and purpose of the film Avatar. I mean, I've seen a movie. I went to see the movie with my daughter, you know, and he plainly explained that that Avatar was actually an anti. That the goal was to wrap up that subversive message into the entertaining vehicle that America the whole world would kind of take this as a message, you know what I mean? It's an anti-culture that puts evil from. He thinks that the corporation and corporate lobbies are doing a huge damage to the country and, of course, the environment. So, here's what I think. I think it's just like a Pocahontas, a new version of Pocahontas. That's what I think. That's what I think about that movie. You know what I mean? All right, we're going to be talking about, what is it, 56 minutes into the hour, so we have about a couple minutes before we end the show. We'll give another, I want to do a host of spotlight, Winston Pitts of Talk Time Radio. Winston Pitts actually used to be on Fernando Poniente's show, you know, whenever he can. Anyway, he was not here today, but I want to really give a shout out to Winston Pitts on Talk Time Radio. You can find him on Facebook, just type in Winston Pitts. And listen to this young conservative. You know, he got a lot of things on his mind and a lot of things to talk about. Listen to him. He used to be on Tuesday and also Thursday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And that is Winston Pitts. Tiger Woods, he came out today and did a speech on him and tried to apologize to everyone, that need to apologize to. But anyway. He apologized, and I think, well-spoken, and I think, America should forgive him, because, God forgives us. So,
I'm going to put on.
And there's a lot of people out there saying that he's lying, he's talking out of his something, and, he's not really sincere, and so all this, what do you want me to do, the guy made a huge mistake, dude had a problem. So he's trying to correct it with his family, and that's what I think. I think we should give him a second chance. What do you think, Don?
Yep, I think so too. Like, actually, I didn't hear the exact story, but I heard, that he did something, and, when David did that kind of, sin, like adultery, he prayed for God to forgive him, because he said he can only against God, so...
Right.
So yeah, forgive him for setting a bad example, but let him be. He asked for forgiveness probably from God already, and hopefully, But I don't know. I heard that he's not Christian.
What about you, Dean? What do you think, Dean? What do you think, Dean? Tiger Woods did a speech on how he messed up, and he wants to apologize, and he wants us to forgive him. What do you think?
At least he's trying to deal with reality, and he has a chance to deal with reality. and that's a
that's
good
right.
thing.
That's right. Exactly. He, you know, he's reality is kicking him right now, so he's you know, we'll see about that. Time will tell, and also God can only tell. But I'm glad that he came out and apologized, and I'm glad that he was. I mean, to me, actually, he was sincere. You know, I've kind of watched a little clips of it, and a lot of people saying that, you know, he was not sincere and everything like that. Regardless, you know, everyone's entitled to their own opinion, but not my opinion. It's a matter to God. So we are out of work.
That's
starting
right.
off this
is
Fernando Poniente. Fernando Poniente show on Block Talk Radio. It's time to the end again. Hey, Dean. Thanks for calling, man. Call in early next time so we can
okay,
talk
I'll,
more.
I'll call in earlier, but getting back to that Pocahontas movie for a second, I listened to that and there was no polka music in there.
Yeah, that's right. There's no polka music in there. But well, the thing is, we got to go. Thanks, Dean, for calling. Thank you, Don, for participating. And this is Fernando. I'm Fernando Poniente Show. I'm signing off on Block Talk Radio. Have a good night, everyone.
You too.
Bum, 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 bum.
You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.